AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Senate has overwhelmingly approved $40 billion in new aid to Ukraine. President Biden is expected to quickly sign it. Earlier, the president met with Sweden's prime minister and Finland's president. They want to join NATO because of Russia's war in Ukraine.
Finland and Sweden make NATO stronger. Not just because of their capacity, but their strong, strong democracies. And a strong, united NATO is the foundation of America's security.
Turkey opposes Sweden and Finland entering NATO. Russia does not want NATO expanding toward its borders. The leader of the Food and Drug Administration says the shuttered baby formula plant at the center of a shortage could reopen as soon as next week. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The Abbott plant in Michigan's been closed since February due to contamination issues. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf faced tough questions from a House panel about why it took months for the agency to investigate whistleblower warnings in the fall about safety violations.
Why did the FDA not spring into action?
Califf told Connecticut's Rosa DeLauro and others he can't say much for now.
We have an ongoing investigation about the details.
Wisconsin's Mark Pocan says that's unacceptable.
You can talk about it. Honestly, you should talk about it.
Abbott says it could take about 2 months for a new formula to hit store shelves once production resumes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A closely divided House approved legislation to crack down on alleged price gouging by oil companies as prices at the pump continue to go up. Kohl's cut its annual earnings and sales forecast as the department store chain joins a string of retailers stung with soaring inflation. It comes as Kohl's reported fiscal first quarter results came below analyst expectations. Stocks have been wavering on Wall Street. The economy is keeping major indexes in a deep slump. This is AP News. Several new monkeypox cases have been reported in Europe and one in the US.
The unusual outbreak of a disease typically linked to Africa was announced in Portugal and Britain. One case of the disease was also confirmed in Massachusetts in a resident who had travelled to Canada, and investigators are looking into whether it's connected to the European outbreaks. Infectious diseases medic Dr. Erica Chenoy said the patient was identified early on as a possible monkeypox suspect.
And this was really unusual because the patient had no travel history, no exposure to animals that would be known to be reservoirs.
All the Portuguese cases involved men, mainly young. In Britain, the current and previous cases did not seem to be linked, suggesting there may be multiple chains of monkeypox transmission happening in the country. I'm Karen Chamas.
Vangelis, the Greek-born electronic composer who wrote the Academy Award-winning score for the film Chariots of Fire, has died. He was 79. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.